Have you got a veggie garden in your backyard? Maybe you've set yourself the task of building one while you're isolating at home. Getting one of those raised ones and bolting that together. That'd be a pretty good idea, wouldn't it? Fill it full of pocket potting mix and away you go. Over in Lake Macquarie, there's one very special veggie garden that's become pretty famous over the years. And the bloke who created it is nothing short of a local legend. Graham Jacko Greaches and his pet lorikeet, also named Jacko, planted it with a huge variety of seasonal vegetables and herbs with enough supply for half the population of Belmont, we're told. And Jacko would know because he gives all of it away. And he joins me on the phone now. G'day, Jacko. Thanks for coming on our show this afternoon.
Hello. How are you?
I'm good, mate. Is it okay if I call you Jacko? We're good enough, mate?
Yes.
So where did that nickname come from?
Oh, that come from a long time ago. I was at the Swansea RSL and they had a jackhammer to jackhammer some concrete out, and it was 90 pounds and a jackhammer, and the labourers couldn't pick it up. But I was a big, strong fella then. and I was on the jackhammer for 6 months every day. And the secretary manager, Paul Jones, nicknamed me Jacko, and they went right through the building game.
Mate, and you only went down there for a dinner ale or a KB, or what was the beer of the time, Jacko?
I usually drink old beer.
Yeah, fair enough. All right, so you've been in Swansea all of your life? Or around that area, Swansea, Belmont?
Swansea, Belmont, yeah.
Go on.
And I've had a garden ever since I was 25, and I'm 73 now, so I've had a garden close to 50 years.
Yep, you certainly have. So what made you get a garden in the first place?
Oh, well, when I was in high school, FPE, you have sports, but I didn't go in for the sports or football, cricket, or whatever. But they had a garden. You have a half hour doing the garden, and there was about 10 of us, and we used to do a garden. And when we get the vegetables up, then we used to sell them at the school, high school, and what money come in, we bought sports equipment.
And
I started from then. Then I got married, and I got a garden, then I got another garden, you know.
So, mate, do you reckon you've got a green thumb? Have you got special expertise in the garden?
They all reckon around Belmont here that I got a green thumb, because every person, I say every person, that walks past, they stop and have a look and have a chat about my garden, how I grow them nice and good, you know. And I've even had cars stop and come over the fence and have a look. And they used to give, a couple of them gave me their phone number. When my vegetables come up, give them a ring and come. They used to come and get their vegetables. And I mainly put all the vegetables along the brickwork. There will be heaps of it. I don't take no money or nothing. I just give away. And it only takes about a half hour, and they all gone.
So you get it every time you get a crop. You put them out for people, and they come and help themselves.
Yes.
Fantastic! What a wonderful bloke you are.
They go away and tell their friends about Jacko's garden, you know, Even over the 16s, because I live across the road from the 16s, and I'm well known in there too. From they taking the vegetables. If I walk in over there, they say, "Here comes Jacko, the gardener."
So, what secrets? What tips could you give to people to starting their own garden and keeping everything alive, Jacko?
Well, the main thing is make sure your soil is good. You know, that you can buy vegetables soil.
Yep.
You buy it from drink waters. Put the, if you start north straight away, get a trailer load of that. Put it in, and then you put your crop in, then hit it now and then with Dymanic Lifter and Blood and Bone, and mate, you'll have a great crop if you look after it.
Mate, it's a fantastic story. Thank you so much for looking after the local community out at Belmont, and it's been lovely to talk to you today.
Yeah, well, the people at Belmont here, they're great because now and then some of the ladies, the stuff I give them, they make me up a baked dinner.
That sounds like a good swap to me, mate. Good on you. That's fantastic.
I reckon so.
Good on you, Jacko. Thank you so much, mate. Nice to talk to you.
Thank you very much.